This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best. Chilling at the controls. Doug out. He'll be back on Friday. And ladies, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn, that's me. Some good news, some bad news, and some strange news to start off this hour. Let's start with the bad, sad news. Two police officers in the Des Moines metro area were shot and killed in an apparent ambush-style attack early on Wednesday morning. This stuff is just breaking now. Police from Urbandale and Des Moines responded to a report of gunfire at the intersection of 70th Street and Aurora Avenue just after 1 a.m. Central Time. The first officers arriving on the scene found an Urbandale officer shot in a car. The officer's name, not yet been released, has died. And at about 1:26, a Des Moines police officer was shot and killed in a car near the intersection of Merle Hay Road and Sheridan Drive. The officer's name also still not released. And this stuff is still, obviously, the information still coming, but it's been a while. I mean, it's been a few months since we've had these stories about police officers having these targets on their backs, ladies, and it seems that some sort of ambush situation going on now in Iowa. So more information on that to come, but that is what is breaking right now. Now, with that bad news comes some good news and a story that should make you feel a little bit better. And I think it's important for us to weigh all the bad news with the good news in the media today, right? So there's this 10-year-old boy who loves baseball. He loves the Boston Red Sox. His name is Thomas Hastings. He also has muscular dystrophy, which prevents him from playing his favorite sport, like in a little league scenario. But because he has an unbreakable spirit, he doesn't let that affect his love for the game. He absolutely loves it. So when the Make-A-Wish Foundation approached Thomas, he knew exactly what he wanted when they asked, and that was a ballpark in his backyard. What Thomas didn't know was that hundreds of people from his community came together to build him an exact replica of his favorite park on Earth, Fenway Park. He also didn't know that hundreds of his neighbors and the Make-A-Wish team would build it in just 34 days. The final unveiling of Thomas's mini Fenway had all the significant pieces of the Fenway Park in Boston. It had the perfect shade of Fenway green grass. It had the sit-go sign, a pesky pole, and, of course, a wheelchair-accessible green monster for him to sit in. And he steps on the field now, even though he's got all of those challenges as a child, he still gets to be a kid, and he has this amazing, amazing ballpark now in his backyard. Pretty incredible
stuff.
That is
incredible. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, it looks great. We should actually put a picture of this up on our Facebook page, /DJV Show on Facebook, by the way. It is a full size. I mean, it looks like a little league field. I mean, obviously it's not major league ballpark size, but this is pretty incredible. And hundreds of his neighbors were out there. So he had a great time, actually being a part of this. And, you know, it's so important to remember these heartwarming stories because there are still so many of them and people doing good things for other people. I think we have to pay attention to those.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
Did you see him?
Yeah. He looks so happy. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely post that on our Facebook page right now. That's great.
Now to the news of the strange. You guys remember MH370, that Malaysian airliner that went down, in 2014, I think. It's been a long time. Do you guys remember that story? Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Not a lot of evidence as to what happened. Well, little bits and pieces have been coming out that suggest no one was at the controls during this crash. There's been a fresh analysis of the final moments of Malaysian airliner Flight 370 that suggested no one was controlling the plane when it plunged into the ocean. This is according to a report released by investigators on Wednesday. Experts have been hunting for the aircraft, and they've been looking. I mean, this has been a fading effort. I remember CNN spent like weeks covering this story and trying to hunt for the remains. Pieces of it have come together. But now, as these analysts are putting things together, this technical report released by Australian Transport Safety Bureau, which has led the search, seems to support the theory investigators have favored, which is that no one was at the controls of the Boeing 777 when it ran out of fuel and dove at a high speed into a remote patch of the Indian Ocean off of Western Australia back in 2014. Critics have been pushing this alternate theory that someone was still controlling the plane at the end of the flight. If that was the case, the aircraft could have glided much farther, tripling the size and possible area where it could have crashed. And so that's why these analysts are saying no one was probably at the controls. Now, Victoria, I know you were looking online at this about the patterns that this flight took.
It is absolutely crazy. It's just they have a bunch of different colors, and it looks like silly string just going in weird figure eight motions and circles, and they figured out that that's at least the patterns that they know the plane took before it, I guess, ran out of fuel and then just spiraled into the ocean. It's unbelievable, but it's terrible to think about. But if everyone wasn't already either gassed or had some sort of, you know, was knocked out or was unconscious on the plane, then this was just the most terrifying, most horrible scenario to die. I mean, this is terror. I don't even want to think about it.
This was just such a big story. I mean, Kara, I know you were mentioning that we all remember this. I mean, this was such the mystery. CNN almost turned into the tracking news network for this flight. Well, they spent so much time investigating.
This was kind of the start, wasn't it, of CNN's obsession with the different airline crashes? Because in the past few years, it feels like there's been more than I can remember in recent memory. And, I mean, I guess they've never really found out anything about this, whether it was terrorism or whether the person flying the plane intended to do it or whether, you know, some bizarre weather thing happened that caused the plane to crash. I don't know. I feel like there's been so little information found out about this crash.
Well, I think they were looking into the pilots too, right?
Yeah.
What their mental state was, what their background was, the history. And, you know, I thought at the time, and I haven't really thought about this story in a while, but I thought that they had come up with something that was a little suspicious on the pilots. Or is that a different plane crash?
That was a different plane crash, but you're right. They were investigating the pilots here. I think these guys checked out, but, you know, you just never know. I mean, they're obviously, I think weather probably can be taken out of the equation now because if no one was at the controls, you would think if it were a weather scenario, they would be trying to control their landing at least. This, to me, it just smacks of weird if either it was terror and somehow these pilots were locked up or if there was something going on where maybe, you know, the air system, I mean, maybe they were all passed out. I mean, it's just hard to speculate, but more to come. These investigators continue to analyze the little bits that they were able to recover from this plane. Now, some good news for you if you're up extra early today. Mornings apparently beat afternoons. We'll tell you why next. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at 15 past the hour.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids. Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fat.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
So, my wife orders me Harry's shaving set.
Something had to be done.
All right, I admit it. I tend to use the same blade. A lot. It's not that I'm cheap.
Well...
Do you know how much razors cost?
It's ridiculous.
Right. So, it arrives, and I have to say, pleasantly surprised. The razor itself is high quality. It feels good in the hand, well-balanced, not cheap. Oh, and the blades are top quality. Harry's owns the factory in Germany where they manufacture them. And the shaving gel...
It smells incredible.
Yeah, but I like it because, well, my neck is,
Sensitive.
Right. But with Harry's, I'm getting a comfortable shave for half the price of the leading five-blade brand.
And when he needs more blades, they're shipped right to the house.
So, yeah, I definitely recommend Harry's. Why wouldn't you?
Try Harry's free trial set yourself. Your trial set includes a razor with one of their quality blades and foaming shave gel for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. As a bonus for radio customers, get a free post-shave balm with code 1166 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1166 at checkout.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 minutes past the hour on air. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara at the controls. Doug is out. He'll be back on Friday. And great news if you are up and trying to find a good reason for being up and at them, by the way, nice and bright and early. Do you make more mistakes in the afternoon, more of them than in the morning? Well, yep, probably, and you're not alone. According to a new study of chess players, that must have been riveting, players make quicker, messier decisions in the afternoon versus mornings. The study found that players change their decision-making policy throughout the day. Players decide faster and less accurately as the day progresses, reaching a plateau early in the afternoon. A number of studies have found it's better to have surgery first thing in the morning. I think we know that in our life. They like to do it nice and early. Pilots are better. They have better records during morning flights. Therapy patients absorb more and report faster results when sessions are held in the morning. So, in other words, if you have big decisions to make, important things to do, you should probably cross them off the list in the morning. And congratulations to you for being up and at them and making those decisions bright and early. Around 2 o'clock, it's all over for you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I just go to sleep at 2 p.m. And then I...
Just call it a day.
Yeah, just call it a day.
Well, what time are you up? Aren't you up at 2 a.m.?
Well, yeah, that's why I get up at 3. I do my full day. I go to bed at 2. And then I get up and, you know, that's my nap time. And then I get up and then I can make okay decisions again. Right?
Nice. Wow.
Is that how that works?
That's what I'm curious about. If you do take a nap, I wonder if your decision-making ability is improved after your nap. Because, I mean, it makes perfect sense. When you wake up, everything's sort of fresh. Your blood's pumping. You know, you've come off this 8-hour rest, or at least hopefully 8-hour rest, close to it. I wonder if the nap actually repairs your decision-making later in the day.
Hmm. That is a good question. Mm-hmm. I always feel that if I take an afternoon nap, I'm very groggy when
I
wake up.
Yeah, me too. Sorry.
I don't know.
Actually,
I don't think you'd want me performing surgery if I just had a nap, a disco nap in the afternoon.
I love you. No offense. I don't want you performing surgery. Get me a doctor, please. I always feel better around, I think my peak is around, and I get up early. I get up at 2:55 usually. So by like 7 a.m., that's sort of when I'm like in my groove. Oh my gosh, you wouldn't want me making a decision at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, by 3, I'm totally like tapped out. Like my reserves are gone. It's almost like you start to feel, when you get so exhausted, and this is no joke, I mean, it's horrible. I was driving home last night and I went, oh my gosh, if an officer pulled me over, he would totally think I'm drunk right now. I was stone cold sober, but you get so tired and just out of it that you just, everything slows down. It's not good. All right.
Drive home earlier. That's the lesson, Jen. Go home
Thank
earlier.
You. Could you just talk to people in my life and tell them, like, I got to get out of here. I got to go home. All right. So good news. Make those decisions early in the day. At 21 past the hour, it's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed,
minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara at the controls, Doug out, he'll be back on Friday. Sounds of Tony Bennett, and we're playing a little Tony Bennett, ladies, because Macy's has come out with their Thanksgiving Parade music lineup. Now, Victoria, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, this is a really big deal for New York. It's sort of, we have in California, we have the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day and the Rose Parade, and that's sort of our, like, defining parade in California. And Macy's, really, the Thanksgiving Day Parade is the same for New York. I mean, this is the biggest parade of the year, I'd imagine, for New Yorkers, right?
I definitely think they pull in the biggest numbers, yes. I mean, St. Patrick's is also a big one here, but, yeah, the Thanksgiving Parade is, it's such a long-held tradition, and all of New York City pretty much gets shut down. I made the mistake of this year it's going to be the same thing. I'll do the show with everybody, and then we're going to be driving to my family's house. I got stuck going through the Lincoln Tunnel behind a giant turkey float. I was looking at a turkey's butt for like 2 hours trying to get through the Lincoln Tunnel. But it's a big one.
It's not good. Do you ever go? I mean, have you ever been to this as a resident New Yorker?
I have. What sort of real New Yorkers do, the night before the parade, right down the street from me where the Museum of Natural History is in the Upper West Side, that's where they inflate all of the floats and the balloons the night before, and that's the coolest thing to see. That's really where all the families come out and everybody passes out a hot apple cider and walks around and sees the floats, and that's a very, very cool thing.
Fun, all right. Well, this year's lineup, you're hearing some of the featured artists. We heard Tony Bennett will be a part of it. Sarah McLachlan, who I love, the queen of bath music, I swear. She has the best voice. Just relaxing, a little bit of downtime, take a nice hot bath. De La Soul also will be performing. That's a name from the past.
Yeah.
Kelsey Ballerini, who I think you're hearing now. This is Kelsey, right? Kara?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got Ella.
Up and up-and-coming country star, right?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. You've got Aloe Black, Christopher Jackson from the Broadway play Hamilton. Huge hit for New York City, of course, and Broadway. Regina Spektor will be involved with this year's Thanksgiving Parade music lineup.
This is interesting. Do they normally have a lot of recent artists, or do they... Because these are kind of artists all over the place. I mean, Kelsey Ballerini is super, super modern, but Sarah McLachlan is kind of a throwback.
Yeah.
And so is, you know, Regina Spektor.
You know, this is a very eclectic mix. I mean, I would never think of Regina Spektor and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But, yeah, it's very cool that they're doing it. A couple of years ago, I was at my family's house. I turned the TV on, and there was Rick Astley on a flip.
Yeah.
So after the whole Rick Roll thing, it brought him back.
It's kind of a cool mix. You've got country, you have soul, you have crooners, you even have, I mean, you have all types of music being represented. Brett Eldridge, Fitz and the Tantrums, Maddie and Tay, Daya, Jacob Whitesides, and Diamante Electrico will all be performing throughout the parade. Other non-music guests include a gold medalist from the Olympics, Lori Hernandez, Clarissa Shields, Michelle Carter, the cast of The Muppets, I love them, former NHL players Adam Graves and Eric Lindros, and U.S. Paralympic gold medalist Mikey Brannigan and Gianfranco Lanata. The Thanksgiving Day Parade special will air at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on NBC's Today Show on Thanksgiving Day. I like the lineup. It's a good mix of sports figures, heroes, and some great musical acts. So maybe this will be the year I check it out. See the turkey butt live and in person, Victoria.
And there's always a weird, like, Bart Simpson thing in there,
always,
too.
And Snoopy. I feel like Snoopy is
Snoopy,
always in
yep.
it, too. Yeah.
Yep.
28 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's Pet Show Tip of the Day. So can dogs and cats get stressed out? The answer is a resounding yes. Let's face it, they live with you and they live with me. But you know, stress is no different for our pets than it is for people. One of the best ways to alleviate stress is by exercise, and one of the biggest problems we have with our pets nowadays is they're not getting enough of it. An exercise program is extremely important in assisting your pet in dealing with stress. Exercise is a known stress reducer. As with human beings, pets may fare remarkably better with exercise if it's included in their daily routine, particularly when done an hour or two before you leave the house. Remember, a tired pet is more likely to sleep and less likely to be destructive. Exercise is really critical. It gets that mind working. It gets that body working. As a behaviorist, the majority of problems I see can really be made better or at least brought under control with a little bit more mental stimulation and a whole lot more exercise. That's what it's all about. Tired dog sleep. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Maybe you're not a numbers guy. Maybe you don't know the difference between pi r squared and pi r round. Doesn't matter. Proving only the Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker cargo van stacks up is a piece of cake. The Metris Worker has 57 cubic feet more cargo volume than the Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase. That's about the size of a New York City apartment these days. And if you want to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, you can carry three of them in the Metris Worker. With the Ford Transit Connect, the third gorilla walks. The Metris Worker has more capabilities than a Transit Connect, and with a $25,995 starting price, has a low cost of ownership. Ain't math grand? The Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker Cargo, starting at $25,995. See your local dealer or go to mbvans.com. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris Worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Comparison based on publicly available vehicle specifications.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara at the controls. Doug is out. He'll be back on Friday. In the meantime, ladies, it is time for some sports news. I wish I had something. You know, let's start with the good sports news. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. They are forcing a Game 7 tonight. Everything will be decided. It's been a great series. Cubs versus the Cleveland Indians tonight. That's the good sports news.
Yes.
Had to start with something happy. There's a Mets closer. It's Jerry's. Is it Jerry's Familia?
Yes.
Is that how we say his first name?
It's like Jarius. Jarius. There's a weird thing there. Yes.
He's in a little bit of trouble, a lot of trouble, and he deserves it. He's the closer for the Mets, Jarius Familia. He was arrested on domestic violence charges after recently starring in an ad against domestic violence. Familia, 27 years old, identified in the complaint as Jarius Mojica, was charged with simple assault, a disorderly person's offense.
The incidents took place, and this is, of course, the alleged incident, took place in Fort Lee on Monday, according to the complaint, when police officers responded to an apartment at 2:22 a.m., and as my grandmother said, and she's always told me, nothing good happens after midnight, sweetheart. Police respond to an apartment at 2:22 a.m. Monday morning after being called about a dispute. Police said in the complaint that Familia caused bodily injury to another and that they observed a scratch to the chest and a bruise to the right cheek of the victim, whose name has been redacted in court papers. The Mets released a statement saying the matter was brought to our attention and we are monitoring the situation. Major League Baseball issued a similar statement about an hour later saying that they are aware and investigating the facts. So the question is, what happens to Jarius Familia? Does the league protect him? Do they let him go? I guess it's up for speculation now. We'll have to wait and see. But what are your initial thoughts, Victoria?
You know, I don't know that I've ever paid attention to a domestic violence incident in MLB. How does MLB handle this versus the NHL, the NFL, which we know most of the time they ignore it until it becomes a really big problem. But does MLB have a stricter code against things like this?
It's a good question. I don't remember a lot about any of these other claims happening in baseball.
Yeah.
I know football. Look, NFL has taken a lot of hits. I mean, they sort of came up with this idea. Roger Goodell came up with this idea of brand first. And so he would do a lot of things to protect what he thought was the most important thing, and that was his brand. And he took hits for not seeming like he was really tough on domestic violence or, you know, whatever other trouble these football players have gotten into, and there have been a lot of stories over the last several years. The NHL, I can actually speak to this from experience. The NHL, there's Slava Voynov, who was an LA King. I had to remember his name, Slava Voynov. He was a great defenseman for the Los Angeles Kings, and he actually got into a domestic dispute with his wife, and who knows what exactly happened, but there was something about a TV being thrown around and the target being this woman's head. So the police were called, he was arrested. She then she retracted her statement saying that she just bumped into the television and that he actually didn't toss it and hurl it at her head, and basically saying it was a language barrier because they were both, obviously English is their second language. So she said that, oh, no, this was all an accident. We really, we were not having this dispute. She tried to save him, which you see a lot of women do when their husbands get in trouble for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He ended up having to do some jail time, I believe, in court cases, and the NHL suspended him. I mean, I know at least for a year. I'm thinking it was even a longer suspension than that, and the Kings let him go. So then the question is, does the team even take him back? So the NHL seemed to have a pretty strong stance on that.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see how Major League Baseball handles this, because you don't hear too many of these stories from the baseball world.
And you almost never hear it from the hockey world. You just don't, I guess most of them are just nice Canadian farm boys, but you just don't hear these types of stories of athletes misbehaving like this. And I mean, this is even, way beyond that. But it's the NFL. I don't know what it is about the NFL. If it's just the type of personalities that are in the NFL that you hear these stories like all the time, it seems like now.
Yeah, it seems like it's something that definitely plagues that league. And I think a lot of it has to do with their contracts and their policies. I mean, you don't even hear as many stories about this in the NBA. I mean, it kind of depends on it's trickle down. Everybody hates to hear that term, but it really does trickle down from the top. And if you know that someone's more concerned about the brand, about the NFL brand or the Major League Baseball brand, they're going to do what they can to protect it, then you know that you have free rein. I mean, most people making millions of dollars don't want to stop making millions of dollars, and it motivates them to behave in a proper way.
Yep.
But if there's excuses being made, then, maybe they don't pay attention to the rules so much. All right, speaking of football, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Josh Huff was arrested early on Tuesday morning. He was in possession of marijuana and a gun. Never a good combination, by the way, when he was arrested for allegedly speeding. He was stopped on the Walt Whitman Bridge, which connects Philadelphia with Camden County, New Jersey. Again, the Eagles spokesperson said, "We are aware of the incident today involving Josh Huff. At this point, we are gathering more information." So pretty standard responses in both of these scenarios where the teams say, "Yep, we know about it and we're investigating."
Hmm. Well, I mean, if anything, if he's in possession of marijuana, I mean, the gun charges, I don't know how the NFL deals with that. But the marijuana thing, the NFL has been, I know some people have been lobbying to get the NFL to take marijuana possession and take the drug testing off the list of things that athletes can't do. I think some athletes in the NFL in California have medical marijuana cards, so I know that that's been a debate that's come up. But obviously he should get some sort of suspension alone just for having possession of marijuana, and then the gun stuff, I mean, who knows what that's about. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's crazy. Again, with these players, it's like, I don't know what happens. They just make all this, they have this windfall of money, and then they just start acting crazy.
Yeah, they think they're not going to get in trouble.
I think they just get so far away from reality and lose all of their grounding, and they just don't, you know, because people treat them like such stars, mm-hmm. and they have so much money, I think they just lose all concepts of, you know, what it's like to actually, I guess,
to be a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
And when you make a lot of money, not only do you get a little arrogant, but you also make money for other people, right? You have managers, mm-hmm. you have teams, you have people who are making money off of you. And with that comes a sense of safety, because those people don't want to lose their cash cow, right? They want to be able to protect you. And so you probably get this false sense of security where, oh, it doesn't matter if I get into a little trouble. Somebody will take care of me. Someone will pull me out, bail me out. And that's really, that's a dangerous spot when you kind of think you're above it all.
The thing is most of the time it's not even a false sense of security. I mean, we've seen in all of these cases where nothing actually happens to these people. So it's a real sense of security, you know, nothing's going to happen to them. And I think that's what needs to change is, you know, people need to actually be punished for what they're doing. So they get to the point where they realize, okay, I can't do this because something's actually going to happen to me.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, TV news up ahead. The Weather Channel has an election night plan. Is it involving a 7-day forecast? I don't know. Maybe it'll involve a 4-year forecast. We'll tell you next. And also, what's on TV? Gosh, big game tonight and lots of TV for you to watch. It is 42 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton, and be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live tonight, 8/7 Central on ABC.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
If you enjoy wine, you're sure to enjoy today's wine story. This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Ever have a glass of Cabernet and notice something a bit green about it? No, not the color. I'm talking about flavor here. That vaguely vegetal flavor is thanks to compounds called pyrazines. Pyrazines are compounds found in certain grapes, notably the Bordeaux varietals, like Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Sauvignon Blanc, and Carmenier, to name a few. Here's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Pyrazines are often treated as flaws in regions like Napa. They like them ripe up there, and that bell pepper note tends to show up in cooler vintages. However, in France, it's a trademark characteristic in regions like the Loire, and of course can be found in Bordeaux. It's all a matter of style. And as far as I'm concerned, if you like it, drink it. And don't let anybody else influence your taste, whether it tastes like bell pepper or a blueberry cobbler. Now, it may not be quite the same as getting your daily dose of vegetables, but stretching the truth a little bit never hurt anybody. This is David Wilson, Uncorked. Uncorked was brought to you by my number one wine discovery of 2016, the awesome, nicely priced, gold medal winning wines of the Cardello Winery. Learn why I've predicted these wines will be a cult classic and how to get yours at CardelloWinery.com.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
46 minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie is out. He'll be back on Friday. In the meantime, Victoria, lots of news on TV, lots of big games. We've got big games tonight. We've got all kinds of good stuff on TV. But first, the Weather Channel is getting involved in election night. What's going on here?
Doesn't that just sound hilarious?
It does. It sounds, especially for most people who think that this election is going to bring the apocalypse.
I know.
Maybe that's why the Weather Channel is involved.
Well, the Weather Channel has decided for the first time in the history of the Weather Channel that they are going to do something totally different. They're going to break from their regular programming just for election night. They say if you're frazzled, fried, and dreading the election night coverage, that they have the balm to soothe your nerves. They want people to tune in, and all they're going to be doing is from 3 p.m. on, they're going to be showing marathons of weather programming. So it's going to be like clouds and rainbows and foliage, and they're literally putting it to the soundtrack of smooth jazz. I mean, it's just going to be like a screensaver with smooth jazz. And if anything does happen, if there's major weather breaking, they will cut into that, and they will tell you, you know, major breaking
news.
Wait,
they're going to break up the Rainbow Channel for breaking weather news?
I know. Yeah, I know. But yeah, so that's their answer. So if you really can't stand having all the political pundits yelling at each other, then you can just leave it on screensaver mode, basically, on the Weather Channel.
Wow. You know what? This is what it comes down to. We have to have unicorns and rainbows on the Weather Channel just to make it through election 2016.
I know.
Pretty funny.
I know.
Well, you know, props for them. Hey, at least they're getting in the news. I mean, everybody's talking about the election. At least they're getting their name thrown into the mix. It's pretty funny stuff. All right, what's on TV tonight? What's the big stuff?
Well, okay, Game 7. This is huge. This is what everyone's going to be talking about. This is what everyone's going to be watching tonight. We'll see who's... I mean, the Cubs miraculously have tied this series up. I don't know how they've done it, but they did. So tonight, that's the big night. It's also the biggest night of country music, so you may want to be flipping around. At 8 p.m. on ABC, it's the 50th annual CMA Awards. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood, the two hosts who have, I think they've done it for the last how many years now?
A long time. Probably
a long time.
5-6 years, yeah.
They are so great together as hosts. So lots of outfit changes for Carrie Underwood, I'm sure. Amazing performances. Kelsey Ballerini, Dierks Bentley, Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Florida Georgia Line, Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, Tim McGraw, Maren Morris, Casey Musgraves, Trisha Yearwood, and Keith Urban. I mean, it's just, if you're a country music fan, which, Jen, you're sort of turning me into one, tonight is the night. You don't want to miss it. Some of these performances are just absolutely going to be legendary.
And they do some collaborations during this broadcast,
yes,
too, which are really fun to watch.
Yeah, some crossovers, some duets, and things like that. So it's going to be a big night for country, huge night for baseball. Now, if you're not into either of that, there's a brand new episode of Arrow on the CW. Blind Spot is also new on NBC tonight. And a brand new Lethal Weapon, which on Fox at 8, which people seem to be loving that show as well.
It's pretty good stuff. All right, great news. So we've got baseball, we have country music, and we have lots of drama on TV. Check it all out. And you can follow us on Facebook as well. Let us know what you're watching tonight. Facebook.com/DJV Show. It's 50 past the hour.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sounds could only mean one thing. The great Warren Eckstein joins us here on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at the controls. Dougie is out, but we are so glad to have Warren in. Warren Eckstein, welcome. You are a pet guru here on the DJV show, and you can always check out Warren's website, thepetshow.com. Warren, I thought it would be fun today to ask you what the most frequently asked questions you get as a radio host, as a pet expert. What are some of the most common questions that you get from cat and dog owners who are just baffled by their animal's behavior?
Well, first of all, I got a real unusual one this week. I got a young couple that was just married. They were on their honeymoon, and they just came home from their honeymoon, and their dog would not let them be intimate with each other. That was the question that came to my radio show on Saturday.
That's a problem.
Call me a genius, but I said, you know what? That's why God created doors.
That's right. Come on.
Give the dog a copy of Play Dog magazine and send it away. Whatever you got to do.
Outside.
But some of the questions I get asked, for example, one of the most embarrassing things is that people have dogs and they have friends come over or relatives come over, and the dog immediately sniffs them in that inappropriate area.
Yes.
And people think that the dog is being rude. But if you think about it, when you have two dogs meeting each other, the first thing they do is smell the backside of each other. And the reason for that is there's a lot of information there. Sex information, food information, hormonal information. It's kind of like Google for dogs, okay? All the information they need is right there. So when a person comes into the house, they sniff that same area because actually what they're doing is gathering a lot of information at the same time. So it's not something the dog's doing badly. He's doing it because he wants to get information. So if you don't like the dog to sniff your crotch, walk in backwards. That's all I got to say. in terms of tail chasing. Now, tail chasing is interesting. I get a lot of people.
Yeah, you probably get asked about this all the time, right?
I did this every time. It's amazing what I get asked. Sometimes it even embarrasses me after 30 years, which kind of is a shock. But puppies chase their tails the same way little babies grab their toes. They're exploring their bodies. It's not an unusual problem for puppies. However, if you have a dog that's doing it excessively, then you may need to check out someone like myself. There might be some type of compulsive disorder that's there. Now, I know Doug
said, I do want to get to some cat questions because I'm a cat owner, but my dad has a dog. He rescued an adult dog who had a really tough life leading up to when my dad took this doggy in, and she's a sweetheart, but every time he leaves the house, she has a dog bed. Well, she has many dog beds because she's so spoiled, but her main dog bed that he keeps in the kitchen, she actually takes with her teeth and she moves it out into the middle of the floor every time he leaves the house. What could be behind that behavior?
What they do is when a dog is, when they're being left alone, especially a dog that might have had a really tough life and all of a sudden they've gone from a hellish scenario into a heavenly scenario, my dog does the same thing. What they do is they'll take the area they're most comfortable in, one of their beds, and they'll put it into an area where they're exposed to seeing people coming and going or feeling people and going. It's a more comfortable area for them. That's exactly why they do it. It gives them a better security thing in terms of what's going around the house.
Interesting. All right, so now for cats, because I'm a cat owner, and there are a lot of things. I mean, my cat really could use a couple of visits with you on the Warren couch, because she's a nut. But what are some
right
of the common...
You are
always.
Not a cat owner, okay? You are not a cat owner. You
That's
are
right,
owned
she
by
owns
a cat,
me.
Okay? There you go. You know, dogs have owners. Cats have servants. Let's put everything
right.
in perspective, okay? So in other words, a lot of times people say, why is my cat always rubbing her face? Is it a sign of affection? Cats actually, listen to this, because it's interesting. Cats have glands on their cheeks and the corners of their mouths, and when they rub up against your leg or other body part, what they're doing is they're leaving their scent on you. So it's kind of like the cat claiming you. So I think people are coming, you know, the cat's coming over, he's rubbing his head on me because he wants to be my best friend, but in reality what he's doing is he's putting his scent on you, kind of claiming you as his. That's one of the reasons that they do it. And one of the other things that cats and dogs, a lot of people ask me about dreaming, you know, they'll see their dog or cat moving their legs.
Yeah.
Cats and dogs actually do dream, and I remember years ago, I was studying at the University of Frankfurt, and what we found out is that the dogs will go into dreams and they'll actually have nightmares. They may not remember exactly what happened, but if they're kind of in an area that's a little different, they're dreaming about negative things that have taken place. Or they could be dreaming about positive things. That's the running, you know, chasing the squirrel out in the backyard. So it's really important to kind of look at them and try to understand what they're doing. And eating grass. It's very common for dogs to eat grass because dogs are omnivores, which means they eat grass and meat and vegetables. Cats, not so much. But if you have a dog that's eating grass, it's pretty normal as long as it's not a whole lot of it. If it's a whole lot of it, check with the vet. It might be a stomach problem, but a little grass now and then they may eat actually to make themselves regurgitate.
Pretty interesting stuff. What about my cat? It seems to get kind of anxious. Like I don't know. She hears noises or something. Is there something that you can do to relax the cat? Maybe like some kind of massage or something. Is there a good spot for relaxation?
Yeah, massage is great. Massaging a cat is really good. But one of the things is cats have a very sensitive hearing. So what I would recommend doing is when you leave the house, leave something on a volume. Maybe a radio station. Leave something on a volume where they can be constant throughout the whole day.
Awesome, Warren Eckstein. You are the best. Check out his website, petshow.com. It's 50 past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.